Harper Audio presents Bone White, Mundy's Landing, Book 3, by Wendy Corsi Staub, performed by Allison Ryan. Prologue. July 1666, Hudson Valley, New York. The crowd jeers, and Jeremiah Mundy grips his younger sister's hands, steeling himself for the unthinkable tragedy about to unfold. "Thou art a man now," he reminds himself, echoing the last words his father James said to him weeks ago, before he and mother were taken away. At 14, Jeremiah felt in that moment, and feels in this one, like a mere child. Yet he promised his parents that he would accept his manly obligation, taking charge of his sisters and the household in their absence. He just never dreamed the absence would endure for weeks, let alone forever. But forever it shall be. James and Elizabeth Mundy are sentenced to die today at the hands of the black-clad hooded hangman, who, like the others present, recently arrived in this year-old colony perched on the Hudson River's western bank. They were due last fall, having traveled from England with sorely needed supplies, but a harsh winter froze the river before the reinforcements could make their way north from the port of Manhattan. The Mundy family and their fellow settlers were left to fend for themselves for nearly 5 months. Day in and out, Jeremiah trudged with his father through a swirling white maelstrom to chop wood and feed a fire that did little to stave off the bitter cold. They could not hunt, nor could they forage. For a long time, there was no way to feed the relentless hunger. The family nearly starved to death. But they did not. They were the lucky ones. They found the means to salvation. Horrific means, and yet, as Jeremiah overheard his parents saying, what choice did they have? Starvation does peculiar things to a person. The hunger is unbearable, a living, breathing monster growing within your gut, its ferocious growls drowning out the voice of reason. You will do anything, anything within reason, and eventually anything well beyond the realm of reason to feed the beast. And when you've done the unthinkable and the agony has abated, you'll fear not just for your life, but for your sanity. There will be no turning back. When at last the supplies and reinforcements arrived in May, only the Mundys remained of the 36 original English settlers. "Look there, Satan himself blazes in the goody Mundy's eyes," a man proclaims from the crowd behind Jeremiah. "Aye, and peculiar eyes they be," comes the reply, and he recognizes the rasping voice of the goodwife Barker, whose brother was among the first of the winter's casualties. Peculiar. Jeremiah closes his own eyes, one a piercing shade of blue, the other a chalky gray. Years ago, back in England, he caught a glimpse of himself in his grandmother's looking glass and was startled to see that he, like his mother, had one pale iris and one fully pigmented. "'Tis a rare gift," his beloved grandmother told him, and he believed it until now. Rare, yes, not a gift, but a curse. The subject of his mother's peculiar eyes came up at the trial, offered as additional evidence of Elizabeth Mundy's guilt, lest there be any claim that her initial confession had been coerced through bodily torture. A stalwart Jeremiah had witnessed that torture, a public spectacle that unfolded on the riverbank on a gray spring day. The entire colony turned out to watch, bristling with anticipation like an amusement-deprived London audience flocking to post-restoration theater. His father was first to be strapped to the ducking stool, as Jeremiah, helpless, stood apart from the gawkers and gossipers. Their voices and the chirping chatter of woodland creatures were drowned out by violent splashing, as James Mundy was repeatedly submerged in the murky current. Each time he sputtered to the surface, he defiantly proclaimed his innocence, determined to let them drown him. Until the moment they assured him that his wife would be spared the same punishment if he confessed. And so he did. Jeremiah's fists clenched as he listened to the confession. Either way, his father would die, drowned in the river, or sentenced to death for murder. At least James Mundy had preserved his wife's dignity in her life, or so he believed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?